It is 93 degrees out there, a scorching evening here in Lansing, Tuesday night. Thank you for joining us. Michael Cohen with producer Jesse Wiza. On today's program, a GM Lansing plant today getting the distinction of being the company's 100th landfill-free facility. Which plant is it, and how can any plant avoid creating waste? You will find out. And a cardiologist now finding that we can learn a lot about human diseases by studying animals, which many times share our disorders, even mental ones. She'll join me to talk about her new book, Zubiquity. But first, 20 Israeli companies in Detroit this week meeting with Michigan auto manufacturers and suppliers to discuss business and economic opportunities. Pamela Lippitt is the executive director of the Michigan-Israel Business Bridge, a nonprofit organization established to facilitate business and investment opportunities between Michigan and Israel. She joins us now to talk about what kinds of mutually beneficial opportunities exist and what kind of business partnership currently exists between Michigan and Israel. Pamela, thank you very much for joining us on WILS.
Thank you for having me on your program this evening. I appreciate it.
You know, most Michiganians, when they think of Israel, they're probably thinking of the security threat it faces on an almost daily basis in the Middle East, although it actually is a worldwide leader in technology and research. How would you describe the opportunities that exist for Michigan and the auto industry here in partnering up with Israeli companies?
Well, you know, it's interesting. A number of the companies who are here are self-described low-tech companies, but they can produce better, more efficiently, lighter, and giving those opportunities. But a number of companies are the high-end technology companies, and a number of them have rolled out of military and defense companies. So applications that were originally defense can also help every person on the road. So I can give you two examples of that. One is a company that has technology for night vision to come into your vehicle. Just like now, we would never 10 years ago thought of a backup cam. Now we also have night vision. I'm actually very excited because tomorrow night at about 10:30, because we won't be tired by that point, I'm going to go out and see the actual night vision in the car and see how it works. Tremendous opportunities.
This night vision would actually light up the entire windshield then, that you could see the entire vision would be light green?
It depends what application the OEM or the supplier that they end up with wants to do. So it could be something that lights up on a rearview mirror, it could be in your dash panel, it could be in the windshield. That is to be determined. The technology itself is the important piece.
I see. Now, are Michigan auto manufacturers, are they currently working with Israeli companies, or is this something that that you're hoping to develop?
Actually, there are a number of Israeli suppliers that have been working with Michigan companies for years, some newer, and there are a lot more opportunities. This is really one of the biggest delegations that has come out of Israel, especially in automotive. And this is, we are meeting with over 15 or 20 different suppliers and OEMs over the 5 days.
And see, you're saying some of the companies from Israel, they're high-tech, obviously, when you're talking about night vision and so on, but some are low-tech. What kind of opportunities are there?
It could be anything from thermometers to gears to like polymers and anything that fits in the car and has to, you know, be lighter, more efficient, a better price.
I see. Now, in terms of the work that the Michigan-Israel Business Bridge does, is it primarily then focused on the auto industry when it comes to Michigan?
It's not at all. Last year we had a bit smaller, but we had a delegation in water and wastewater technologies. The defense industry is kind of clamoring, are they next for a big delegation to come? But during the year, we have monthly smaller programs, like, you know, 50 to 70 people at our programs, showing off and giving opportunities for these companies that are working with Israeli companies to talk about what they're doing. We also have a lot of companies that work in the bio end of things. One of our members is The Right Place in Grand Rapids, and we're involved with Southwest First in Kalamazoo. That part of the state is much more involved in the bio end of things. And so we have people going back and forth to those programs, too. So So really, we follow the wishes of our members and the wishes of the community. There are a number of sectors. Two things that are important is, one, the state of Michigan has a memorandum of understanding with Israel in water and other advanced technologies, and that's a big concentration of our work in promoting. The other thing is, which people may not know, is the first free trade agreement that was the United States signed was not NAFTA. It was with Israel about 7 years prior, and that has been a wonderful opportunity for companies to come in on even playing fields.
I'm talking to Pamela Lippitt, Executive Director of the Michigan-Israel Business Bridge. Now, the Michigan companies you work with, I'm guessing that they're in touch and they've been offered business with companies from other countries also. How do they compare their experience with the Israeli companies as compared to others across the world?
Well, nobody is saying bad things. All the cooperation, and we really live in a global society right now. But I just know that the number of meetings that we've been able to have during this visit have really been top-notch, and we're meeting vice presidents and really senior people at the suppliers and the OEMs. And I don't think they would take time out of their busy schedules had they not reviewed these materials in advance, seen the quality of the companies coming in, and bringing their people to the table. So we're on a bus and cars all over Southeast Michigan getting to these locations to really make quality meetings.
Look, it's no secret that there is a lot of anti-Israeli sentiment, not only in the Middle East, but even here in the U.S. There are groups that want to boycott Israeli businesses, and frankly, many would prefer to see Israel didn't exist in the first place. So tell me, how do you confront these kinds of sentiments, and are they a factor in any way when you're trying to foster a business relationship between Michigan and Israel?
Well, I'll tell you, so far nobody's even bothering to ask that question, because business is business, and good business is great business. So we are a business economically driven organization. We are above that whole fray. And so it's really a non-issue. Companies want the latest, the greatest, the most innovative. When people talk about boycotting, I explain, when that conversation were to come up, I would recommend people close their computers because a dual-core processor came out of Israel. I suggest they not get voicemail because voicemail came out of Israel. Certainly not instant messaging because ICQ, which eventually became the first instant messaging we all use, don't use that. Pretty much don't start, middle, or end your day. So boycotting Israel is not boycotting a can of Coke. Boycotting Israel is changing your life, because Israel is changing all of our lives every day. And it depends on the day and the week. The number two countries, the country with the number two amount of companies on the NASDAQ are out of Israel. It flips after the U.S., it flips between Canada and Israel on a given day.
I see. And the business leaders you work with here in Michigan, are they generally aware of Israel's advancements, especially on the computer end of things?
Yes, yeah. It's pretty well known. And, people who are looking for the leading edge technology know that's where they're looking. There's almost every Fortune 500 company in like the business end of things, the Silicon Valley end of things, have a research and development center in Israel. From Intel, who's been in Israel for 30 years, Microsoft is in Israel, GM has an R&D center in Israel. The first place that Warren Buffett ever invested outside of the United States was Israel. So when people are really looking at that business platform and looking where to invest and where to cooperate and collaborate, they see the proof is in the pudding, as they say, and these are really successful companies. Israel doesn't get along so well with its neighbors, so they have to jump ship and jump either for their next headquarters to Europe and the United States. Our goal is for them to come to Michigan and for us to be a welcoming mat for companies to arrive in Michigan, and that's really our goal, through that to develop economic the economic piece for both sides of the pond.
One last thing. Now, you did mention that Israel's involved in some water projects and in Michigan, although obviously one of the things Michigan and Israel have very much in common is the importance of agriculture, which is something Israelis know a lot about. They've been major innovators since they have somehow managed to grow food in the desert.
Right.
So tell me,
drip irrigation came out of Israel.
Okay. And now, in terms of the agricultural industry in Michigan, are there business opportunities that are being pursued when it comes to Israeli companies and bringing some of that technology over here?
There absolutely are. There's really nothing that isn't being touched. It really is a wealth. We could spend way more than our time
sure.
we have here. Talking about all the Israeli companies that are back and forth to Michigan. And you know, some people say to me, why water? Michigan has a lot of water. Michigan has a lot of water, but Michigan can be the leader and the teacher to others that don't, based on how we conserve water and how we can, Israel, partly out of necessity, partly out of respect for the earth, reuses 82% of their wastewater, not in drinking, don't get worried, but in agricultural, it's been cleaned and purified. The next closest country to that is Spain, and I think they reuse about 19 or 20%.
I see.
So we have a long way to go.
Well, one last thing. These meetings this week, are the big three involved, or is it mostly the suppliers that these...
No, the big three are absolutely involved.
I see. So they're actually some of the businesses directly with GM, Chrysler, and Ford?
Yes.
Gotcha. Pamela Lippitt, she is the executive director of the Michigan-Israel Business Bridge. Pamela, thank you for joining us on WILS this evening.
Thank you very much.
And we'll be right back to talk about GM's big announcement today. It's 100th landfill-free facility. It's right here in Lansing. We'll find out which plant it is and what exactly this is, a landfill-free facility. How does the plant get away with that? You'll find out next. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.